Another report that inflation is cooling off. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Consumer prices did go up again last month, but not as much as the month before. Cheryl Cassone with Fox Business.
Month over month, the expectation was 0.4%. We came in at 0.4% month to month. The year-over-year expectation was up 6%. We came in up 6%. The core month over month, that came in slightly higher than expected, 0.5%. The expectation was 0.4%. And then looking at the core year over year, the expectation was 5.5%. And the number coming in at 5.5%, which is a tiny bit better than what we had last month at 5.6%.
Core prices don't include food and energy costs, which fluctuate more. President Biden in Los Angeles today speaks about gun violence and an executive order meant to expand background checks for gun purchases. Meantime, he said in a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe, California last night, then saying he shouldn't have said it, that former President Jimmy Carter asked him to deliver the eulogy at his funeral when the time comes. He's in hospice care. A Facebook post may be what motivated hundreds of migrants to storm a bridge linking Mexico and El Paso, Texas on Sunday.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox News, quote, they were told, and I'm trying to figure out by who, all indications point that it was a cartel essentially feeding this information to the migrants, saying that yesterday was Day of the Migrants, and they were going to be allowed into the United States via the port of entry. Migrants saying they were motivated by this Facebook post, claiming to be someone who crossed into the states 2 days earlier. Now, the post claims CBP was letting migrants with children cross the border, urging them not to miss the opportunity. Other officials are pointing to failed government policy for the recent surge.
Fox's Jackie Banez. At least 99 deaths are reported in a tropical storm making a second landfall in Malawi in southern Africa, 36 of them in a landslide, according to local police. That storm developed more than a month ago off Australia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ohio Senate Republican J.D. Vance has been back at the site of last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
The cleanup is still not proceeding apace, and that we still have giant mounds of toxic chemicals and dirt that have yet to be cleaned up, and so I'm very worried about that. I think that, unfortunately, a lot of the blame lies with the federal EPA refusing to properly quarterback this situation.
And people in East Palestine are being warned scammers are going door-to-door impersonating train company or federal health personnel. North Korea's military showing off during joint U.S.-South Korea military drills.
The test firing of two short-range ballistic missiles is being described by South Korea as a grave provocation. They traveled from the southwestern edge of North Korea right across to the Eastern Sea, where they landed without doing any damage. The U.S. military saying this highlights what it calls the destabilizing impact of the North's weapons program. Right now, American and South Korean troops are taking part in huge defensive military training exercises. Pyongyang, though, calls them frantic war preparation moves. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Today, math fans can celebrate.
Today is Pi Day, March 14th, whose numerical date of 314 is the first three digits of the mathematical sign pi. Pi Day was founded in 1988 and also happens to be Albert Einstein's birthday. Pi Day became an official national holiday in 2009 when the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation. Not a math fan? That's okay. You can still celebrate Pi Day with discounts on pizza pies from chains like Domino's, Papa John's, Papa Murphy's, Cece's Pizza, and others. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Longtime Colorado House Democrat Pat Schroeder died. She was 82 years old and had a stroke in Florida, according to her family. She helped pass laws including the Pregnancy Discrimination Act and Family and Medical Leave Act. She was in office from 1973 to 97. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.